RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I love home workouts. You know, whether it's snowing outside or whether you just sort of feel like hanging out at home and getting a good workout in. But the question is, how do you get your biggest bang for your buck? You know, if you're going to spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, well, of course, we have our go-to fitness professional, Liz Cora. Hey, Liz, welcome back to Her Radio. And Liz is with the Equinox Health Club, and she's also a seasoned fitness professional with over 15 years of rock and roll. Rolling out there. All right, Liz, I want to get the biggest bang for my buck in a home workout. You know, how can I get as many muscles engaged in a simple, straightforward way that doesn't require some big health club?
Well, I am a big fan, of body weight training, of combining exercises to target all the major muscle groups in your body so that you can, like you said, get the biggest bang for your buck and not spend tons of time and equipment and going to fancy clubs to get exactly what you need. So I made a little list of exercises for Her Radio of my favorite at-home exercises.
Okay, now we've got limited time, so we're going to just sort of try to hit this as best we can. Okay, so go for it.
So when you're working out, always warm up. Always make sure your body temperature is rising. Feel good. Take 5 minutes, dance around the house, do jumping jacks. Whatever makes you feel good, makes you feel like your body temperature is rising and you're ready for working out. The number one is, I would say, squats. Squats are an amazing exercise. If you are a professional at doing squats, maybe we do some squat jumps. If you need a modification, maybe we do a wall sit. It's a wonderful exercise, targets all the muscles in your lower body.
So the wall sit is one of my favorites. Another thing I like about the wall sit is you could do it with your back against the wall, or you can actually put an ab ball there too if your back is a little sensitive to being squished against a wall. And if you have bum knees, you know, you could take it down just as far as you have to, because normally it would be like there's an invisible chair there, right? But if you've got, you know, issues with your knees, you just sort of make an adjustment, just like you said. Right?
Absolutely. If you lean against the stability ball against the wall, it takes the pressure off of your knee. And actually, sometimes I think it recruits more muscle groups and it just burns a lot. It burns so good. That's what I like to say. Burns so good.
All right.
So the next, I like to call it supersetting, or it's called supersetting when you're combining two exercises and alternating them to get a maximum effect. So one of my favorite exercises to prescribe is mountain climbers. The mountain climber is done in a push-up or a plank position, and you bring one knee into your belly at a time. And eventually, if you're ready, you start to jump and right and left, and in the middle somewhere, you add in a push-up, and then you go back to your mountain climbers. Now, the modification for that, if you have a lower back issue or, you know, your body's used to it, is to be hold a plank position that recruits all the muscle in your core, your abdominals, your obliques, and your back. And then just to draw one knee into your belly at a time, nice and slow, until you're ready to speed it up. And then maybe you put your knees on the floor and do a modified push-up. But either way, it's targeting all of the muscles in your body, every muscle in your body.
Well, I want to go back to that again, and that's the push-up issue. Push-up, to me, is one of the, as you know, is one of my all-time go-to places for everyone. You could push up off a wall if you have issues
Absolutely.
With your elbows and the rest of it. There are constant adjustments. But, you know, the thing I like about it is let's go right down the muscles. You know, you and I are both women. We love to multitask, don't we? Which means that if we're going to be spending our time getting our biggest bang for our buck with a home workout, and it's using our body weight, well, then let's just add up the muscles here. In a push-up, what you're working then is your biceps, triceps, shoulder, chest, right? If you're very good and you're really keeping great form like you always make me do, then the back is involved. You're engaging core. There's another one. And then get that butt out of the ceiling. Come on, bring it on down into good form. So that means you're working your glutes. And if you really want to do it, especially if you're doing a full straight leg push-up, then you're working your legs as well. So, oh my gosh, how many muscles was that? That was a minimum of 6 muscles, depending upon, you know, how much more advanced you are. So that's why, girlfriends, I want you to do that. Here's another thing. You know, as you get older, that's code for 50 and over. As you get older, if you fall down and you're all by yourself and there's no front end loader to help you off the floor, what maneuver are you doing to get up? Hello, push up. Look at yourself. Just try it. You know, go down to the floor and then just say, oh my gosh, I just fell. Now I'm going to get up. You don't even think about it. You're doing a push up, whether you know it or not. Right, Liz?
Absolutely. And that's why when I would prescribe a quick 20 to 30 minute workout, I would never say, okay, get a timer and do a minute of high knee running and do a minute of jumping jacks and do a minute of salsa dancing in your kitchen. I want to prescribe something that's going to not only benefit you in the moment, but benefit you long term, to train your body to move as it's designed to, or move, we're designed to be able to push ourselves off the ground or stand up from a chair, which is a squat. So I agree 100%. I have to go down my list, Dr. Peak. I have so many amazing exercises. So the next exercise I have is what's called a lunge jump, or you can just do lunges. We call it a plyometric jump. It's standing in a lunge position with one leg forward and one leg back, also called a split jump. Bend your knees, push your body, jump in the air, and switch your legs. Take a breath, do it again. And eventually, when you become a little bit more versed in this exercise, you can jump one and two and one and two. And this is something that I've actually made you do in class before. And it's an amazing exercise and drill, because you're not only training the cardiovascular system, you are recruiting some major muscle groups to help get your body off the ground.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a challenge here. Okay.
Sure.
As you also know, I don't like playing around with my knees. And
sure,
I personally am not a huge fan of lunges. So I find other things that I can do. What if I wanted to work those same muscles, but I don't want to do a lunge? What would I do?
That's an awesome question. There are two defaults that I go to with working with personal training clients. I'll either get a mat out and I'll lay them on the ground, have them bend their knees, lay on their back, bend their knees. They can lift their hips up and down, and that's going to recruit a lot of the same muscle groups. Or we go back to the wall with our stability ball. We take one leg behind us, the heel touches the wall, one leg in front in a lunge position, but the ball is behind your back, and you're leaning against the ball. So just like we did with the wall sit with the ball behind our back, we're now taking the pressure off of our knees and our ankles.
I love it. So really, at the end of the day, what you're telling us, our wonderful go-to fitness professional, Liz Cora, is you're helping us understand that there are ways to be able to use body weight at home with something as simple as a wall squat with or without the stability ball. My favorite is the push-up, of course, the mountain climber. Simple, straightforward body weight exercises that can get you your biggest bang for your buck. Liz, thanks again for being on her radio and enlightening us about all things fitness. I'm Dr. Pam Peak. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and kick us all those wonderful questions. Email us at askher@radiomd.com. Ask us about anything A to Z, because we're smarty pants. We get it, and we've got the answers. So, whatever you do, stay well.